second hour here on RBN, and we're thankful for RBN being there and allowing the Officer Jack McLam program to be here. And we just want to say once again to our dear brother Ernie from Virginia, wow. I mean, wow. I mean, this guy is incredible. He researches all week long and brings it down and compacts it into an hour so that we can get what we need to know to take action against God's enemies and our republic's enemies, too, that are in control. And I just want to tell you, folks, that this is a command of God that we take action, not sit back and just wait to get to heaven out of here next week, as 99% of Christians are doing today, or let's say probably 90%, because more Christians are waking up every day and doing what God told us to do in Psalms 94:16, and that is to rise up against the evildoers and to stand up for him against the workers of iniquity. This is what he tells us to do. And if we're not doing that, folks, it's scary, because you could be part of what God calls the lukewarm Christian. The lukewarm Christian, he says, will be spewed out of his mouth. We seem to think all Christians are going to go to heaven, but ones that are not doing what God told us to do and is trying to occupy this land until his return, as he commands us to do, and we're just sitting around going to church, paying our tithes, and the minister's telling us to keep our heads down and don't do anything because we might make the government mad and he might lose his 501c3, you're in trouble. I'll just say it straight out. I read the Bible. I read it again last night, folks, and I'm telling you, you're in trouble if you're not doing what God told you to do. Even if the pre-trib rapture was true, and I have all the evidence needed to prove it's not, but even if it was, it doesn't tell you to sit back on your haunches and keep your head down and don't make any noise against Satan and his minions taking over this land. God told us to engage Satan, to engage the workers of iniquity, to engage the evildoers. Standing up, action word, rising up, action word, is what God uses in the Holy Scriptures that we're supposed to be involved in. I praise God for the listeners out there. So many of you are activists, and you won't have any trouble standing before the Lord one day, as we all will, and him looking down and saying, good and faithful servant. But the ones that are doing nothing and just believing the minister when he tells you a false statement that we should obey all government because all government's of God, basically he just said obey the Antichrist government too that's in operation right now, folks. We have an Antichrist government in operation right now. And are we supposed to obey the Antichrist and Antichrist government? Heck no. You know better than that. But the ministers are telling you to be quiet, just don't say anything, just go along with evil government because all evil government's of God. That if you would read the Bible yourself, folks, you'd find out where that's not true at all. Read Revelation 13, and you'll see, as I say almost every week here, that God was speaking about government leaders that are obeying his law, and are Christians, government leaders that are true Christians, not ones that get all Christianized when the elections come up, wave their Bibles around and say things about Jesus Christ, oh, how they love Jesus Christ, and in the background, folks, like old Huckster, the old Huckster running for president, he's not, I don't believe he's even a Christian, because of what he does. And don't get caught doing that too, folks, because you can get caught and have to stand before the Lord one day if you don't do what God tells you to do. But I'm proud most of our listeners are activists, and the Lord loves you very much, and you're going to be just fine. But we need to get active Monday morning. And thank you, Ernie, once again. God bless you.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here. And for all you veterans out there, I'm a Vietnam veteran, a war veteran. And my wife is a Gulf War veteran of the first Gulf War and has Gulf War sickness. But I want to share an advertisement with you folks that's on my screen here, and I think it's a good one, and I think it'll help you out, a lot of you out there. Onesti. Have you heard of Onesti? I think I'm saying it right, O-N-E-S-T-I. Onesti or Onesti, I don't know, but it's. I just was reading here about it, and it sounds very, very interesting. Onesti Investment Advisors is the name of the group, folks. It says, do you need help investing your money? Well, if I had any money, I would like to invest it, and I would probably need help. RBN sponsor Onesti Investment Advisors looks after your investments. Use Onesti Investment Advisors to invest your retirement, fund education, lower taxes, reduce investment risk, enhance return potential, increase retirement income, and protect against the falling dollar. All of that sounds very important, folks, today. You can visit Onesti Investment Advisors, folks, at www.onesti, and that's O-N-E-S-T-I, advisors.com. And that's one word, honestyadvisors.com. Or call this number, 505 area code 296-2453. Once again, 505 area code 296-2453. All right. Well, folks, I'll end my little diatribe by saying this, folks, that we're coming down to a time when we're going to see revelations fulfilled in this world. The tribulation is coming upon us. You know, some people believe it's already here. And I believe part of it is already here because Satan's minions are totally in control of our government today. Satan's agents are in control of our government today. And we are not going to be able to change this, folks, because unless, let's say it that way, unless more of God's people come out of their prayer closets and come out of their churches and stop awaiting to get to heaven out of here next week and doing nothing but praying. Because God has always worked through man and woman. If you read the scriptures, you see that, okay? I was reading about Jacob Israel last night and Joseph, okay, in Egypt. And I just finished up Genesis last night. I'm reading the Bible through again. You see throughout the whole Bible that God wanted man and woman to stand up and say, "Here I am, Lord, use me." And that hasn't changed, folks. That has not changed one bit. And you can see that by what God tells us to do in the scriptures. He asks us to expose the evil deeds of darkness. Expose them. Are you exposing the evil deeds of darkness and the evil ones out there, the workers of iniquity? Are you exposing it like God tells us to do in the Bible? It's in Ephesians someplace. I forget the number right now. But he tells us to get out and expose the evil ones of darkness. And they're all about us today, folks. They're everywhere today. Ernie just exposed a lot of it. Praise God. Ernie's going to stand before the Lord one day. And the Lord's going to look down and say, "Good and faithful servant." And that's what I want to hear. And that's what you want to hear. You don't want to hear the other thing, folks, that you didn't do what God told you to do. And that God's going to be mad at you. And I truly believe after talking to various ministers who do not have 501c3, do not have any government licenses, like Pastor John Weaver and Pastor John Lewis and others, that those that Jesus talks about that he will spew out of his mouth are Christians that do not do what God told them to do. To occupy this land until his return. If you're hiding out, if you're afraid to stand, put your head up, if your minister's telling you don't put your head up because we have to obey everything evil government tells us to do because it's all of God, you got to read Romans 13 for yourself. And when you read Romans 13 for yourself, folks, you're going to find out God was only speaking about political leaders. We follow only if they follow the word of God. It's absolutely asinine to think of it any other way. Why would God tell us to follow evil leaders? You know he wouldn't say that. And we have nothing but Satanists, evil leaders running us today, folks, in the Republican and Democratic Party for the most part. Now, there's a few good ones in there that aren't following Satan. Like Congressman Ron Paul and Virgil Goode and a few others. But the rest of them are following Satan into this Antichrist world government system and leading us into there too. Now, we're not supposed to follow that. Read Romans 13 for yourself, and you'll find out how your minister is maybe not lying to you because maybe he's misled too or she's misled, but they're certainly telling you something that's false. If they're telling you to obey all government, even evil government. Well, that's it, folks. Psalms 94:16 will give you your marching orders. And the marching orders for Monday morning, Ernie, Capitol Hill Commando, gave us already. What we're supposed to be doing tomorrow is standing up against the workers of iniquity and rising up against the evildoers. Psalms 94:16. And that's what we do when we get on the phone and we call our congressmen and senators and tell them how Jesus would have things done. How we know what God wants. He wants us to occupy this land, and we can only do it by staying involved. Also, folks, don't forget, very, very important, God tells us in the scriptures that if you're not a watchman on the wall, now what does that mean, watchman on the wall? Well, the Bible tells you right there. God says that if the enemy approaches and you don't sound the alarm, you Christians out there, then the blood of those people will be on your hands. Oh my gosh, think about that, folks. If the enemy approaches like he's approached today, and he's in control today, matter of fact, and you're not sounding the alarm, the blood of the people that you didn't tell will be on your hands. That is what God talked about when he said that if you're lukewarm, a Christian that's lukewarm, he'll spew you out of his mouth. Don't be in that position, folks. Please don't be in that position. It's so easy to stand up for God and country. Now, Ernie's given us our marching orders for tomorrow. It's so easy to stand up. It truly is. Just take some phone calls. Just takes a couple hours. And going out, like I said last week, and putting flyers under the windshield wipers in church parking lots, very important flyers that you can print right off the web or you can order. I gave you three of them last week that you could order. And on Sunday after you go to church, the next Sunday after you go to church one Sunday, get out and do God's work and stay home. And get out that flyer and go into the other church parking lot and put flyers under the windshield wipers of those churches and then go home. And thank God that you have something easy to do that God will say to you, good and faithful servant, thank you. I worry about those of you folks, the few of you. I know we've got a lot of activists listening to our program that get out and do what God told us to do. But I worry about you few that do not, that are not doing it, because you listen to your minister tell you things that are false, that you're going to get to heaven out of here next week and there's nothing you have to do, and also that Romans 13 tells you that we must obey all government, even evil government, because all government's of God. You know, that minister, folks, could be misled himself, probably is, or he could actively be working for Satan. We have people in the ministry that are actively working for Satan. Christian ministry, folks. Actively trying to serve the New World Order, this Antichrist world government system. Huckabee is one of those people. The dynamic duo of Arkansas was Clinton and Huckabee. They're both two peas in a pod, folks. Do you know that good Christian pastor Huckabee, after Clinton left office, that when he came in as governor of Republican governor of Arkansas, allegedly Republican governor of Arkansas, that he kept every single one of the old Clinton appointees? Can you imagine that, knowing the evil, evil man that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton were? The evil people they are still today. Mass murderers, drug runners, on and on and on. How could a governor, a Republican governor, keep the evil, criminal Clinton appointees surrounding him? That's what Mike Huckabee did. I'll be right back and talk a little bit about the huckster out there, and you tell me if you think he's truly a Christian or not. be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Virginia, sending this over to me. The old huckster folks, like I say, there's Christian ministers out there that are in league with the devil. They're in league with the devil. They're supporting Satan. They're supporting the Antichrist system. Some of them don't know they're doing it. I will say that. But I can't believe that the huckster, a Christian man, allegedly a Christian man, would go before the CFR and try to get them to appoint him the President of the United States. Now, I'm just, I just can't understand that unless you really know that the CFR are the ones and the Bilderbergers actually appoint the President of the United States and then rig the machines and rig the voting and everything, and give all the attention to those people. And it looks like, folks, that Huckabee did some good when he went before the CFR because of he wasn't getting any attention first, but they decided to knock Ron Paul out. They needed somebody, a born-again Christian, allegedly a born-again Christian, Mike Huckabee, for example, to run to take votes away from Congressman Ron Paul, a true Christian man, a true constitutionalist. And that's exactly what's going on right now. Folks, have you ever wondered why Mike Huckabee is suddenly getting so much favorable attention from the mainstream media, who themselves are controlled by the international criminal elite, who is setting up the Antichrist world government system? Why is he getting so much favorable attention? To find the answer as to why a professing, allegedly a professing pro-life, allegedly conservative Christian would suddenly become the darling of the media, look no further than the fact that just a couple of months ago in September, Mr. Huckster appeared before the Globalist Council on Foreign Relations. I'm telling you the truth, folks. Yeah, and when he did, it became abundantly clear that Huckabee was a globalist they could trust. He was a globalist himself. By the way, as you read Huckabee's speech, you will find that he is George W. Bush's or George W. Bush on steroids. He's the same guy as George W. Bush. This is a man who intends to meddle in the affairs of nations around the world like you can't believe. In other words, start wars with nations around the world. Talk about entangling alliances. Huckabee intends to be our state energy, housing, education, justice, treasury, and transportation departments to spend untold billions and billions of your tax dollars on just about anything and everything, including schools, medical facilities, roads, sewer treatment, water filtration, more good old fluoride in our water, folks, to dumb us down and make us docile. Electricity, the legal and banking systems in countries all over the globe. And that is exactly the kind of man the Council on Foreign Relations wants in Washington. So, they listened to Mike Huckabee as he went in and bowed and scraped and promised to serve the Council on Foreign Relations and not the American people if they would just put him in as president. And guess what? All of a sudden, Mike Huckabee started coming up in the polls. And he's taken votes away from Congressman Ron Paul, the person that the international criminal elite, the CFR, is scared to death of. And they're not going to they're not going to just sit back and let Ron Paul win. We got a big fight on our hands. Let's stop here just a minute on Mike Huckabee. I'll go back to that. But let's go to Bill in Idaho real quick. Bill, welcome to the program, brother.
Yes, thank you so very much. You do excellent work, as usual, Jack.
Thank you, Bill.
I just wanted to point out that Huckabee was the cleanup artist for Mr. and Mrs. Clinton, two-for-one presidency, and the drug importation into the country by criminal elements within not only the CIA, the FBI, but the office of the president and the secretary of state of the time.
Very true, brother. Very true. Yes.
Considering that Mr. Huckabee, and it's entirely debatable whether he is even a minister, there's serious concern in regard to his credentials as a minister. You would note on AmericanVoiceRadio.org.net.com the entire profile of Mr. McCain, they would have a hard time accomplishing this coup from Kennedy on if they hadn't infiltrated the intelligence community via the OSS before there was a CIA, NSA, FBI, etc. So yeah. The self-targeting is very well in place. But if you go back to even Eisenhower, Executive Order 10480, I believe, it's readily available on the net, psychological warfare ops that are going on.
Yeah.
Pastors that you mentioned so often in the local community are now being hired by that same criminal
That's
element.
That's right. They sure are. They got something like 28,000 already.
They're ordering 28,000 more.
Yeah. Okay, brother, hang on. We'll be right back with you, Bill, in Idaho. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Okay, folks, we're going right back to Bill in Idaho. Brother Bill, go right ahead, brother.
Well, as excellent as your observations are, your request for the sleepy sheepy to get up off their couch and get involved now is just a blessing. Considering Mr. Kerwin's discussion, Arkansas Freedom, in regard to Can You Hear Me Now, 12/8/8, in regard to 23,000 representatives of private industry are working quietly with the FBI, yeah, and the Department of Homeland Security. The members of this rapidly growing group called InfraGuard received secret warnings of terrorist threats before the public does, and at least in one occasion before elected officials. And in return, provide the information to the government at a local level. I'm calling you from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, of course, the new home of backup. Backup being, of course, I'm sure you're aware, the evil stepsister of Blackwater.
Yeah.
What's so important here in Coeur d'Alene that we would need a private military organization to work with InfraGuard, who has permission to shoot to kill in the event of martial law.
These are supposed to be businessmen and businesswomen, brother. And
quite a business.
It's amazing how they represent millions and millions of employees, and their job is to search out these employees and find out which one disagree with this Antichrist world government system, is my belief, brother. What do you think?
Well, considering...
And report them to the FBI.
Yeah, considering that Morris Sleaze and the Southern Non-Poverty Center one of the first entities of this demonstration project, I am sure the fascism that is coming soon to your neighborhood for the audience is just one more reason why people have to develop a spine and get busy.
Yeah.
Bless you. Bless you so much, Jack.
Thank
Make
you
sure
so
you
much,
leave brother. Your address and the phone number. Don't forget.
Okay.
Bless
Thank you.
You.
Brother Bill, I hope you'll call back again. Evidently, you are very knowledgeable about what's going on, and I appreciate your input very much, okay?
Bless you. Take care.
Thank you for being an activist, Bill. God bless you. Yes, and Bill will stand before the Lord one day, folks, and God will look down at him and say, good and faithful servant. Because he's actively involved, and that's what every Christian is supposed to be. And you can't get away with it, folks. I mean, you're standing before the Lord one day just like I am. And I pray God will look down at me, too, and say, good and faithful servant. I'm doing the best I can. I guess I could always do better, but I'm working 12, 14 hours a day trying my best to do what God told me today to do, folks. I pray you are too. I do pray you are too, because the day is coming. It may be soon, it may be later, but we're all going to stand before the Lord, and he's going to tell us what we did do that he wanted us to do, that's listed in the Holy Bible, his word, and he's going to talk to us about the things we didn't do. Okay. All right, we got another caller, praise the Lord. We got our dear sister, Flora, in Idaho. Flora, welcome to the program, sister.
Hi, Jack. Thank you so much. I am talking. I'm going to say something that goes along with voting, Jack.
Okay.
I don't know if you know it or not, but I'm constantly working for the troops and working for the veterans to get news out. And
Great
people
job.
Of America, please think this over. They have deliberately, with patent number 542-2840, they have deliberately poisoned our troops with vaccines. And the Pentagon says that 524-2840 is all in their heads. Well, if you look that up, that is a U.S. government patent. And on page 20, according to Professor Scott, it gives you all the Gulf War vet syndrome. These men and women are begging us. They don't want to commit murder on little innocent men, women, and children. And I was watching one article yesterday, and a Vietnam vet said that there have been 60,000 suicides of the Vietnam vets. People, if you expect honesty without struggle from this government, you're completely blind. If they will murder, and we do have 450,000 sick veterans and sick troops, if you can expect a conscienceless, absolute ignoring our troops' rights, then you are in fairyland. They are murdering our troops daily. And if you will go to liveleak.com and look, put veteran, put troop in the search engine, and read what's going on with our veterans. There's 120 Gulf War vets right now that are committing suicide every week.
Wow.
Please, people, listen to Jack McLam.
Yeah.
I listen to him all the time, and it just makes me sick. If you think you're going to get a struggle-free, honest vote, it looks like we're all going to have to stand up to this corruption and put our life on the line. And Christ said in Luke 17:33. If you save your life, you shall lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you shall have it.
Amen.
I put my life on the line 5 years ago. And honest to God, I didn't think I'd be alive even half an hour. And it's 5 years. We don't know when God will call us home, but we have responsibilities. And if you think that they can murder our troops and you're safe, you're just barking up the wrong tree, and their blood, just like Jack said and the Bible said, the blood is on your hands. Thank you, Jack.
God bless you, sister. I'm telling you, folks, there's a heck of an activist for God and country, Flora in Idaho, just like Bill in Idaho. God bless you, sister. I love you, and I'm proud to serve with you, Flora.
Thank
you. Take care, my dear. God bless you.
Bye.
Yes, folks. Flora fits into that thing that I fit into and many of you fit into, where Galatians 4:16 comes to mind. Am I therefore your enemy because I tell you the truth? Galatians 4:16. You remember, folks, what Matthew 5:11 says? Where God is talking about you being persecuted in his name, it says, and I think I can quote it pretty much, pretty close, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Jesus said that, folks. Blessed are you if men revile you and they persecute you and say all manner of evil against you for his sake. That is the blessed people, folks, that will not be spewed out of the mouth of God. If you're standing up and you're taking incoming, if you're standing up and doing the right thing and people and government isn't picking on you, then I'd check my parameters. I would check my parameters. If you're not being attacked and you're not being reviled, persecuted, and people saying evil things against you falsely, then check your parameters, folks, because today evil abounds everywhere in our towns, in our counties, in our states, and in the federal government. Evil rules in many of these places. And if you stand up, as God has told you to do, and do his will, and warn of the enemy approaching, as God told you to do, to be watchmen on the wall, then you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be reviled. And they're going to say evil things against you falsely, because you're standing up for God and country, just like they're doing against Congressman Ron Paul at this very moment. Matter of fact, I even see Christian ministers standing up against Congressman Ron Paul. I don't know what they're thinking, folks. I don't know if they knew Ron Paul for the last 20, 30 years like I have. You'll know that he's been true blue that whole time. And I just saw an article written by someone that says, but Ron Paul hasn't accomplished anything in the Congress. What has he accomplished all this time? Folks, they've relegated him to almost oblivion there because they are serving Satan. The rest of the congressmen and senators are serving Satan. They're serving the Antichrist world government system. They may not know they're serving Satan, but when they're serving the international global elite, the Antichrist world government system, they are serving Satan. And they've relegated Congressman Ron Paul to the corner. He's like a redheaded stepchild that you hide in the attic. They've not allowed him to do anything but he's tried over and over and over every day. He's put in the right bills to get rid of the United Nations, get us out of the United Nations, over and over and over. But he's one person standing against the minion there. But remember what God said, do not follow the majority. If you ever follow the majority, you're going to go over the cliff, and you're going to go against God, because the majority is always going against God. and going over the cliff. And Ron Paul has stood as an individual that loves Jesus Christ. He's a born-again Christian. He stood because he loves our constitutional republic, and they will not vote with him. So this stupidity of saying, well, why hasn't he ever accomplished anything? How come he hasn't passed any of his bills? Because it takes more than one person, folks. But he is crying in the wilderness. He is crying. He's standing up and doing what God told him to do. He is a watchman on the wall. The man has been telling us of the enemy approaching for years and years, for decades. But he can't accomplish it by himself, folks. But he's been there. He's been the salt and the light in the Congress for decades, doing exactly what God told him to do. And so don't chastise him, folks. Chastise the rest of the Congress for not standing up and doing what they're supposed to do in God's eyes. Let's go to our brother Mike in Oregon. Brother Mike, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello, yes. Mike. Welcome
yes.
to the program, brother.
Thank you very much indeed, Officer Jack, to taking my call indeed. I would like to bring for you the first-class news because I'm an international journalist. Working for with the 3-4 radio stations. CNN deletes claim tax rebates are a refund advance. Something rather fishy occurred within the past few hours at the CNN.com. Sometimes Friday, the cable network website posted a piece entitled Treasury Chief Tax Rebate Checks to Go Out in May, which include the following reader. The package which passed the Senate, 81-16, will send rebate checks to 130 million Americans amounts 300 to 600 for people who have an income between $3,000 to $75,000, plus $300 per child. Couples earning up to $150,000 would get $1,200. But also it says the checks are advanced on the next year's refund, and most, if not all, the money will be deducted from taxpayers' refund in 12 months' time. And even if you go to IRS.gov, they talk about it as advance. They don't talk about the real rebate. I mean, this is a sham. This is a con artist. These people are a bunch of bastards. They're trying to screw the Americans more and more and more. So if you get the rebate check, just send it back to them and tell them, shove it in their own butts.
Well, you're very outspoken, brother, I'll tell you. I'm so happy you called in and explained that, because I didn't know the things you just said, brother. So
thank
you for sharing that with us. I appreciate it very much.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you very much, indeed.
God bless you. Thanks for being there. Thanks for standing up and speaking out, brother, okay?
Thank you so much,
Lord,
sir.
Bless
Bye-bye.
You. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, before we get out of here, we've got a few minutes left here. I want to share with you this very important information. I just told you that Mike Huckabee went before the Council on Foreign Relations and asked for their support. And I want to show you his speech, okay? I want to have, you can have a copy of his speech, all right? And I'm going to click here. Hold on just a second. I'll get rid of this, and I'll go back, and I'll tell you how to get a copy of his speech. Hold on just a minute here. Got to get back to that page. Here it is right here, folks. All right. Here is his speech before the Council on Foreign Relations, who has been the organization, along with the Bilderbergers, that have put in power the presidents of the United States, along with the international banksters, since the days of Andrew Jackson, folks. Since the days of Andrew Jackson. Yes, even so was Reagan, a part of the international criminal elite's plan. Okay, let's give out the CFR Hang on, JG. Hang on. We'll be with you in just a minute here. I want to give out this website, though, that you can get Mike Huckabee's speech before the evil international criminal elite Antichrist World Government Forming Council on Foreign Relations. He was there, and here's how you can prove it. Go to www.cfr.org. That's www.cfr.org/, and then the word publication. Spell it all out. The word publication. Another foreign forward slash. And then this critical number, 14335. 14335 forward slash. Once again, www.cfr.org/publication/14335/. And you'll have Mike Huckabee, allegedly a Christian man, going before the Antichrist Foreign Relations Council on Foreign Relations. We'll be back. Go to our caller on the line. Be right back, folks.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Okay, folks, we're coming back quick. We've got a caller on the line, but I just want to tell you, I'm reading Mike Huckabee's speech before the Council on Foreign Relations here. It was September 28, 2007. And he's got a whole bunch of lies in here. For example, he's talking about the Islamic people, and it says, it takes an enormous leap of imagination to understand what these people are about, that they really do want to kill every last one of us and destroy civilization as we know it. Folks, that's a lie out of the pits of hell. But there's other lies in his program before the trying to impress the Council on Foreign Relations as the Antichrist group, setting up the New World Order too. So I hope you'll go to that published September 28, 2007, Mike Huckabee's speech before the Council on Foreign Relations. Let's go to J.G. in California now. J.G., welcome to the program, brother.
Morning, Jack. Boy, I've got an awful lot to talk to you coming up in the week, so I'm going to be contacting you through Carol.
Okay, very good.
One of your great and knowledgeable board operators there at Republic kind of enlightened me the other day about a trust situation. Manny is very proud of this youngster. Keeps his ear to the ground through John and everything, and he enlightened me about something called the VK Durham Trust. Do you know anything about this at all? Because he didn't know what it was about. He quoted a couple of men on other shows that talked about it, and he thought it was something good for the country, but he couldn't quite elaborate as to what it was. Do you know anything about this at all, what it means?
Well, we have done trust for people at our two police and military associations here for 15 years. And we've noticed every year there's about 50 to 60 new trusts coming up, and there's about 35 to 4,000 trusts out there now. And people,
what do they do?
People have found they can make money on them, and so they print up their own trusts and sell them. And it's just shocking how many of those trusts have been broken, brother. I went through the courts in 88 and 89 for a year and a half as the federal government, the judge and the prosecutor, federal judge and prosecutor, tried to break our trust, and they couldn't do it. And after a year and a half in federal court, my attorney finally stood up and said, "Your Honor, if you and the prosecutor can't break this trust by now, you're not going to get to do it. You're not going to be able to do it." And the judge finally agreed, and I went out. The IRS had hit me with a $50,000 bill that I didn't owe because of me going to Arkansas and reinvestigating the execution of Sheriff Gene Matthews and Gordon Call. And
right.
So they really tried to nail me, and they tried to break my trust that was designed by an ex-IRS agent that was a friend of mine. And she said she would build it so that nobody could break it, not even the federal government could break it. And I was on pins and needles for a year and a half. It turned out she was right. And so it scares me, all these new trusts coming out, brother, because so many of them are put out there just for money, and so many times they're so easy to walk right through by the federal government and take your property. So, no, I never heard of it, but it's no wonder because there's 50, 60 a year coming out.
What are they supposed to do, Jack?
What'd you say?
What are they supposed to do for people?
Well, our trusts hold property.
Oh, there you go.
That,
okay.
So that you can't lose it. If you don't own it, you can't lose it, is our motto here at our two police and military associations. We, by the way, don't have any salesmen. We're all volunteers.
Right.
So the money that comes in, if you get one of our trusts, goes to educate our police and soldiers on their constitutional duties. But they're supposed to just hold property and protect it from anybody that sues you, or from the federal government that comes in and tries to punish you for speaking out.
Yeah. So, hey, Jack, what time of the day should I contact you this week? I have to talk to you about something very important.
Well, 9 to 5. Call me 9 to 5.
Yeah, I know.
Monday through Friday.
Okay,
okay, brother.
Yeah,
Lord,
take care.
Take care now. All right. Okay, folks, I hope you guys have a good rest of the day, and the Lord bless you real good. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Truly do. Good day. Gold has